Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, last time we were looking at introducing members of our family. Esta es mi hija. This is my daughter. Este es mi hermano. This is my brother, and so on. Today we'll take that a stage further. We'll be learning how to say I have three brothers. I have two daughters, and so on. So the word I have is a very, very useful word for us as we continue in our Spanish learning journey. We'll also be looking at the numbers from 1 to 10. I hope you enjoy today's lesson.
Coffee Break Español! So last week we were talking about family. We learned the words for various members of your family, and we also learned how to introduce them and say what their names were. We're going to go on with this today, but before we do, let's do a little bit of revision and see if you can remember some of the words that we covered last week. So, Cara, I'm going to say the word in English and see if you can come up with a Spanish word. Give the listeners a chance to come up with the Spanish word first before you say them. Okay, here goes. Okay. First word is brother.
Hermano.
Hermano. Good. Now, you remembered that the H is silent. The H is always silent in Spanish. So what about the word for sister?
Hermana.
Hermana, that's right. Hermano for brother, hermana for sister. Mother?
Madre.
Muy bien, madre. Excellent pronunciation there, Cara.
Gracias, Mark.
De nada. Okay, what about the word for wife?
Mujer.
Mujer, mujer. And husband?
Marido.
Marido. Remember, marido is one of those words where it's really good to practice your R sounds in Spanish, and I'm sure you remember our discussion last week. So the word for husband is?
Marido.
Marido, marido. And what about son?
Hijo.
Hijo. Muy bien, hijo. Now, to say my son, my father, my sister, and so on, the word for my is?
Mi.
Mi, of course it is. Mi madre, mi padre, mi hermano, and so on. And remember, in Spanish, when we're speaking Spanish, you always try to run the words together. Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Muy bien. If mi padre means my father, Cara, can you tell me what you think tu padre means?
Your father.
Your father, it does indeed. And it's tu padre, it's an informal your. So it's tu padre.
Tu padre.
Tu padre. And what would your mother be?
Tu madre.
Tu madre.
Tu madre.
Tu madre, muy bien. Your son?
Tu hijo.
Tu hijo. And one last one, your husband.
Tu marido.
Tu marido. Muy bien. So there's another word for you. Tu means your. Now, if you're using our PDF guide, you'll already have noticed that there's a difference in spelling. You've already learned the word tu in the phrase y tu, which means?
And you.
And you, yeah. But the word tu in that phrase has an accent on it. Y tu, and you. The word tu, as in your husband, tu marido, doesn't have an accent. So that's the difference, and that's how you can tell whether it's you or your.
Do accents in Spanish change the sound of the word?
They don't change the sound of the word, they change the where the stress lies. So unlike in French, where an accent might change the sound of the letter E, an E acute would be E and an E grave would be E, in Spanish there's no change in the actual sound of the word, it changes where the stress happens. Or in some cases, like the word for tú, the accent helps to differentiate between the two meanings of the word. So tú with the accent means you, and to without the accent means your. And there's a few other examples that we'll come across in Spanish of this. So hopefully that helped to explain.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to learn a couple of other words here that are still linked to the family. And these are words that children would use. We've already learned the words madre and padre. But just so that you know, children are more likely to say mamá.
Mamá.
And papá.
Papá.
Now, just one other wee thing, we mentioned accents already. Mama and papa both have accents on the last syllable. Normally, Spanish words are pronounced on the second last syllable. Think of the word ahora that you learned a couple of programs ago. Ahora. What does ahora mean?
Now.
Now, exactly. Think of donde vives. Donde vives. Again, both words have the accent or the stress on the first syllable. But mama, if it didn't have the accent, would be mama.
Okay,
makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Muy bien. Bueno, mama y papá.
Mama y papá.
Tu mama.
Tu mama.
Tu papá.
Tu papá.
Mi mama.
Mi mama.
Mi papá.
Mi papá.
Muy bien, perfecto. Bueno, vamos a seguir. Vamos a continuar. We're going to continue with something else. We're now going to learn how to say, I have a sister. I have in Spanish is tengo.
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 Spelled T-E-N-G-O. Tengo.
Tengo.
So in the phrase I have a sister, there's one word that we haven't actually covered yet, and that is the word for a. Tengo a sister. We know the word for sister, which is
hermana.
Hermana. The word for a in Spanish is one of these words that changes depending on whether it's a masculine or a feminine noun which follows. So, a sister would be una hermana.
Una hermana.
Una hermana.
Una hermana.
A mother would be una madre.
Una madre.
Una madre.
Una madre.
A daughter, una hija.
Una hija.
Una hija.
Una hija.
Muy bien. So the word for a, for feminine nouns, is una.
Una.
How would you say then, I have a sister?
Tengo una hermana.
Muy bien. Tengo una hermana. Tengo una hermana.
Tengo una hermana.
Now listeners, can you work out how you would say, I have a daughter? Cara?
Tengo una hija.
Tengo una hija.
Tengo una hija.
Muy bien. Tengo una hija. Tengo una hermana. So, the word for a, when you're talking about feminine nouns, is una. When you're talking about masculine nouns, it's un.
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 Un hermano.
Un hermano.
Un hijo.
Un hijo.
Un padre.
Un padre.
Un marido.
Un marido.
Okay, so un is the masculine word for a. Un.
Un.
If you have ever studied French and you know the word une, U-N-E, try not to pronounce un in Spanish like une in French. It's quite tricky to avoid the two, especially if you're used to speaking in French, but there are definitely two different ou or u sounds. Une in French, un in Spanish. And by the way, if you would rather we didn't draw these comparisons with other languages, then let us know. I find it's quite useful, especially for those of you who do speak French or indeed other languages, to draw comparisons in pronunciation and so on. But if you'd rather we didn't, then let us know. So, un hermano.
Un hermano.
Un hijo.
Un hijo.
Una madre.
Una madre.
Una hermana.
una hermana.
Muy bien. How would you say then, I have a brother?
Tengo un hermano.
Tengo un hermano. I have a son.
Tengo un hijo.
Tengo un hijo. Perfecto. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now that's all very well if you've got one brother or one sister or one son, one daughter, but it's quite likely that you'll need other numbers to be able to talk about your family. So it's now time to actually learn the numbers in Spanish. Now, if you thought the American accents last week were bad, then this week is going to get even worse because we're going to learn with some rhythm. Uno. Dos. Tres. Cuatro. Can you repeat that? Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Otra vez. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Y cuatro.
Y cuatro.
Una vez más. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Okay, it's time to move on. We're now going to do the numbers from 5 to 8. ¿Estás lista?
Sí.
Cinco. Seis. Siete. Ocho. Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Otra vez. Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Una vez más. Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Okay, so we've done 1 to 8. We're now going to finish off with 9 and 10. Nueve. Diez. Okay, try repeating those. Nueve.
Nueve.
Diez.
Diez.
Muy bien. Let's put everything together from 1. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Nueve.
Nueve.
Diez.
Diez.
Muy bien, excelente. Now we're really going to put you to the test here, and let's try it double speed, okay? ¿Lista?
Sí.
Muy bien, venga.
Uno.
Uno. Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Nueve.
Nueve.
Diez.
Diez.
Muy bien, excelente. Una vez más, venga. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Nueve.
Nueve.
Diez.
Diez.
Perfecto. Excelente. Muy bien. So now you've no excuse for not knowing your numbers. That's all very well learning the numbers one by one and so on, but what we need to do is put them into sentences. We've already said, I have one brother. It's now time to learn how to say, I have two brothers, three brothers, and so on. It's very straightforward. What you need to do is make your noun plural. The word hermano means brother. To say brothers, you say hermanos.
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 So, I have one brother.
Tengo un hermano.
Tengo un hermano. I have two brothers. What's the word for two again?
Dos.
Dos. So I have two brothers.
Tengo dos hermanos.
Tengo dos hermanos. I have two sisters.
Tengo dos hermanas.
Hermanas. Yep, you just do the same, add an S to the end of the word. So Tengo dos hermanos.
Tengo dos hermanos.
Perfecto. How would you say I have two sons?
Tengo dos hijos.
Tengo dos hijos. Perfecto. I have two daughters.
Tengo dos hijas.
Tengo dos hijas. I have two husbands.
Tengo dos maridos.
Tengo dos maridos. And here's a tricky one. I have two wives.
Would it be tengo dos mujeres?
Well, in this case, because it ends in a consonant, R, you add an ES, not just an S. So, tengo dos mujeres.
Tengo dos mujeres.
Mujeres. Hopefully, you won't be needing to say I have two wives or husbands or anything like that. We'll stick to brothers and sisters and sons and daughters. Excellent stuff. There's one more thing that we need to learn here, and that is to say their names are. Last week we said his name is, her name is. This week we're going to learn how to say their names are. Tengo un hermano, se llama Jorge. Can you repeat that, please?
Tengo un hermano, se llama Jorge?
Jorge, exactly. Yeah, it's a really tricky name, but it's a good name to practice the ch sound of Spanish. Se llama Jorge.
Se llama Jorge.
Muy bien. If you've got two brothers, tengo dos hermanos.
Tengo dos hermanos.
And this time it's not se llama, but se llaman.
Se llaman.
Se llaman.
Se llaman.
Tengo dos hermanos, se llaman Jorge y Pablo.
Tengo dos hermanos, se llaman Jorge y Pablo.
Perfecto. Now, I said earlier that today we've got a really special guest here in the studio with us. And the special guest is going to be talking to you in Spanish, and hopefully you'll be able to understand what he's saying. So, listen carefully. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Matthew.
Muy bien. ¿Y quién eres?
Soy tu hijo. Eres mi papá.
Sí, yo soy tu papá. Y tú eres mi hijo. Muy bien. Now, I asked our guest, ¿quién eres? You've already heard the word eres. It means, are you? So, ¿quién means who? ¿Quién eres? Who are you? Matthew replied, soy tu hijo. Cara, can you work out what that means?
I am your son.
I am your son, it is indeed, and Matthew is indeed my son. And we're really, really pleased that Matthew has been here today to help us with Coffee Break Spanish. Muchas gracias, Matthew.
Gracias a ti, papa. I hope you all enjoy listening to Coffee Break Spanish, and I'll see you again soon.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish. And follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code coffeebreak at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.